everyone. Thank you for tuning in to episode 20 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. I forgot my name. My name is Summer. You can find me on Ravelry and Instagram as Summer Yarns, which is SOMERYARNS. I'm feeling a little goofy, obviously. I know it has not even been a full week since I published a podcast, but I'm really trying to stay on this Wednesday schedule, so I decided, since I had a little bit of time today, to go ahead and record. I also have a lot of works in progress to talk about, and I was afraid to let them build up anymore and have a monstrous episode next Wednesday. So, some little administrati, to borrow a term from the Stuck in It Zombies. I do have a Ravelry group. You can join me there. It is the Kitchen Stitches group. We are currently at 75 members. It is not a chatty group, but that'll change maybe one day. I would love to have you join me. And please introduce yourself. We have 75 members, but only a handful have actually introduced yourself. I would love to hear who you are and how you found me and what you like to do and all that good stuff. I'm going to talk about what I've been up to. Sort of finished objects, which isn't really a finished object. A lot of works in progress. An upcoming project. My Christmas all year long knit along. And in the kitchen. And I hope y'all can hear me. My kitty is leaning right up against my iPad. And hopefully he's not, like, blocking the microphone. And hopefully he won't knock it over, which he is prone to do. So what I have been up to, it's nothing eventful. We did go to a wedding Friday night. One of my daughter's first babysitters, well, her sister was one of her first, but she was... Her sister graduated when Laura was a baby, and Amanda took over, pretty much. And she was one of several. Being the, being a high school teacher was really nice when we didn't have family in town. We had a slew of people who were willing to babysit. Amanda was one of our regular babysitters, and we became really good friends with her family. And spent Christmas Eve with them for many, many years. She got married. My daughter is 17 years old, so to say I can't believe she's getting married, clearly she's old enough to get married if she babysat Laura when she was a baby. But it was a really nice wedding. It was very small, or relatively small. The ceremony was outside and was very short and cute, and the reception was nothing over the top. The decorations were impeccable. I was so impressed. Every little detail was thought of. The theme, everything was green. The cake was green. The favors were green. As much as possible, green was used. And as I am a huge green fan, I liked this a lot. But it was just all of the little touches. It was really perfect. We had a great time. I was catered by a good barbecue place, and I'll talk about that and in the kitchen. That was Friday night. We did a little bit of hiking, actually a lot of hiking. We went hiking on, on Sunday? Or was it Saturday? No, Saturday evening. And want to guess where we went? If you guessed Brazos Bend State Park, you are correct. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. We went for a longer hike this time, though, than we have been. It's not any longer than we've ever done, but we did right about 4 miles, a tiny, tiny bit less than 4 miles. And what's amazing is how much easier it is to do that than it was a year ago. Just a nice hike. We saw a lot of wildlife. We saw, I have an alligator story, but I'll get to that in a minute. We saw, we had a deer run out in front of us on the path. We saw an armadillo. Oh, we saw some feral hogs. That was a new one. I have never seen that. I didn't get a picture of that one. And then, of course, we always see alligators. But we had an alligator experience this time. There was I am assuming a mama and her young alligator, not a baby, maybe a year, maybe younger than that. I don't know how to size alligators, but they were near the bank, and this was she was a big lady, but there were a whole bunch of people standing around. They weren't on the bank. She was in the water, and she was mostly covered. You could see her head. Well, a couple people got down a little close. I mean, not close enough where she was going to get them. But Laura went down closer than I was comfortable with. And I had just told her to get back. And this other guy was down there. And I must have been taking pictures or something. And I'm watching this alligator. And I could see her coming out of, not crawling out of the water, but like lifting herself out of the water. Her back rose up so you could see the scutes on her back. And her tail, I've never seen this, instead of being flat, the ridges were standing up. And I was like, you need to back up. Because this was obviously a threatened alligator stance. And all of a sudden, she like, I don't know how to explain the sound, but she obviously like took in air and like did this, not quite bellow, and snapped her jaws. And I'm like, okay, back up. Get away from the alligator. It was, nobody was close enough that they were going to get hurt. But, you know, it was clearly this was a warning. Get away. And she was big. Like I said, she was a big alligator. So we left, and we could see these stupid people afterwards who were still standing around. And one guy, I'm surprised nobody lost a limb after this. I mean, we were not close enough. We weren't in any danger. The people afterwards who stood around, they were stupid. They really were stupid. They clearly didn't understand animal behavior. But it was exciting. It sounds scary. It wasn't scary. I didn't feel like anybody really was in any danger. We've been, you know, just as far as hiking, been trying to get out and walking a little bit more. I've had one coworker who told me she could tell I was losing weight. The scale does not say I'm losing weight, but obviously weight is distributing itself a little differently. So that was nice to hear. I don't really feel it, but I feel a little more fit. And so we're continuing to do that. I'm actually kind of hoping, I'm at home, I'm working from home today, taking a little break right now. I've actually probably worked about as many hours as I need to work. But, what was I saying? It's a little cloudy, but since I'm home early, I may do hot dogs for dinner and maybe head out to Brazos Bend if Jimmy is not busy. It's the end of the school year. Jimmy's AP test, the test for his class, for his computer science class, I think it was computer science, maybe it was physics, I think computer science, was yesterday. So as far as he's concerned, that class is finished for the year. They'll do fun stuff for the rest of the year. He still has physics, I think, so he still has some stuff to do. But for the most part, his year is over. The kids, not so much. They still have to get through exams. But Jimmy and I may go out and hike a little bit today. Let's move on to finished objects. I don't really have a real finished object, but I have done several sock yarn blanket squares. I've been working diligently on that. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. I am not writing down the colors I'm using. I'm reusing colors now, which bothers me a little bit, but I don't have enough to not reuse. So I'm just doing that. I want to actually go through and wind off individual balls so that it will be stored more neatly. Right now it's kind of a big jumbled mess. And I don't know why I'm talking about this right now when I was going to talk about it in my works in progress. Let's move on to works in progress, why don't we? I have worked on the baby surprise jacket. That is a pattern by Elizabeth Zimmerman. I was a little wary of it. It seemed really complicated. And I'm sure I'm not very far in, but And the, what I heard was just follow the pattern and it'll be fine. And that really does seem to be the case right now. I am about 12 or so rows in, maybe a little more than that. I think I was 12 rows in the last time. And I've done a few more than that. Not that many, maybe about a quarter of the way through with the sweater. And I'm really enjoying it. I mentioned last week, I started the Mystic Spiral Socks by Josh Ricks. I am using Kirby Warby in her Kaleidoscope Sparkle. I think that's what it's called. It's 70% merino, 25% nylon, and 5% whatever the sparkle is in this one. Stellina, I guess. I'm about halfway through the foot section of one sock, I guess. This is another pattern. I have to pay attention to it, but it's not hard. I did have a little bit of a wind knitting attacks this morning. Basically, I think I turned where I wasn't, I don't know what I did, but I backed out a few rows and started over, and I'm smooth sailing now. It's a fun project. I am really enjoying working on it, and I mentioned last week that I wasn't sure about the size. I think it's going to be fine. Like I mentioned, I've been working on my sock yarn blanket. My goal at this point is to do a square a day. This is going to be a gift for Laura when she goes to college. She will be a senior next year. So I have about a year to work on it. And I think one block a day is plenty. I had figured out at one point that there was no way I could do that if I did a block a day, and I must have been figuring a bigger blanket. At this point, I'm thinking I'm probably going to do about a 4x5 foot blanket, which is 14 squares across the bottom, like tip to tip, and I don't know how many will be at the side, but I think I can do it. I'm really enjoying the project. It is absolutely addictive. Once I started seaming them, I just couldn't stop. It takes me anywhere from, I guess, 30 to 45 minutes to do one, so I'm limiting it to one a day. There will probably be days when I do more, and that's a good thing. I think I'm just looking through, I tried to write down what I had worked on. I wrote down that I worked on my TGV. If I did, it might have been a row. I am doing that. The TGV is high speed knitting. It's a pattern by Susan Ashcroft. It was a paid pattern. I'm using Undead Yarn in the Zombified colorway, which is a neon green and black, with splotches of black, not self-striping. Although she does have a self-striping version of that. I'm working on that. I probably need to move to a bigger cable on that, so I haven't been working on it that much. I think it's going to be a really fun shawl. It'll be especially fun around Halloween, I think. And there, my iPad almost bit the dust. I pulled out my Friendship Socks, which are a pattern by Lauren McMorty, and those I am doing in Brazen Stitchery and the I haven't worked on it long enough to, it's a a Christmas colorway. And it's a dark green and kind of a cranberry red. And I hadn't worked on it in a while. It's probably several months. And I got about 9 or 10 rows done the other day. That will be a fun one. I'm glad to have picked that up. I'm on the second sock on that one. So I'm not that far, but I don't need it until Christmas. And probably won't be wearing hand knit socks anytime soon, since it has gotten warm here. I also started a cowl using the yarn that I dyed a few weeks ago. I'm not terribly thrilled with how this is working up. It's not really my style, but I'm going to continue, and I can probably use it as a gift. Or maybe I'll just display it because it was my first hand-dyed yarn. It's Judy's Building Block Cowl. This is a free pattern on Ravelry. it's a very basic crocheted scarf that has a Mobius twist in it. It's basically it's just you're really long, and then you single crochet, chain two, skip a couple, and repeat, and then you stagger it so that you've got this staggered sort of lacy cowl. It is a pretty pattern, and I think it'll work well with this yarn. Like I said, I'm not terribly thrilled, and I don't... The yarn is nice for a first attempt. I don't know what would have been better in it. I was, though, looking at it, as I was working it, it kind of reminds me of a Malabrigo colorway. So, not too bad of a job on that. Last night I worked on my Blue Honey, which is a sweater pattern that has worked sideways. I started that last summer. I didn't write down who the designer is on that. I haven't worked on that in quite a while, and I only got one row done on that yesterday. Really frustrating. We have an old kitty who, he generally will go outside to the, he doesn't use a litter box, he'll go outside. I'm not a big fan of outdoor cats, but he's old and ornery and is happier to go spend some time in the yard. So we let him out, and that, like I said, he doesn't use the litter box anymore. However, over the past several months, he's gotten where he's peeing in the house sometimes, and that is a bummer. But when I pulled out this knitting, there was cat pee on the bag, and I didn't think it had gotten in. And my plan was, okay, you just take it out. Once I've knit a row, I'll transfer this into something else, and I'll throw this bag away. It was just a cheap, like, reusable tote bag that I had gotten at a conference, I think. So no big loss. Well, as I was working with it, there was one section I could feel cat pee on it, and that's just gross. So I finished the row and then soaked the section of it that had cat pee on it. And I'm really sorry for those of you who are grossed out by this. If you're a cat owner, you know how it goes. Although, one good thing about soaking it, I did discover that the yarn is very color fast. It's a very dark blue. I'm using Malabrigo Rios in the Bonnie Blue colorway, and it's a really... If you look on Ravelry, that colorway varies quite a lot. And mine is a very dark blue, almost a midnight blue colorway with a little bit of kind of cerulean. It's a really pretty color. And every time I get out this sweater to work on, I'm like, why have I not worked on this? Because the color is beautiful, the yarn is soft, and as long as it fits, I think it will be a really nice sweater when I'm done. But I started it last summer, and I'm not even a quarter of the way done with it. I also worked on the baby fern lace hood. I did a round and was off a couple of stitches when I got to it. And when I discovered that, I realized I'm not really into this project. It's one that I needed something to fulfill a challenge in Nerd Wars, and so I chose this one. It is a good pattern for the yarn I'm using, which is JoJo Melody. But it is not, I don't know, it's just, it's not me, and it doesn't really do anything for me. So I think I'm going to frog it. I'm not really sure how well this yarn is going to stand up to frogging it again. I've frogged it at least once before, and I may have to give up part of the skein. But, yeah, that's okay. I am still working steadily on my Once Upon a Time sampler. I am solidly into March. This one is Three Little Pigs themed, and I have finished the house and the little pig face on one of the pigs. I wish I had time to do more than 15 minutes a day, but 15 minutes a day keeps me honest. It keeps me going on it. I'm afraid if I put it down that I won't pick it back up. I mean, not ever, but I mean, it will get pushed aside, and then it will be hard for me to get back into stitching on it. So just doing 15 minutes a day keeps me going. I really don't have time to do more than that if I want to do other things as well, especially with us trying to get out and be more active in the evenings. It's not like I have a whole lot of time to do this. So 15 minutes a day is doable. And one day I'll finish this. Oh, I also started a preemie hat using the Hiwassee Creek Dye Works Party Gras colorway that I did socks in a while back. I'm past the brim on that. It won't take me very long, but I needed something to work on in the car this past weekend, and that fit the bill. Upcoming, the only thing that I know for sure that I want to cast on is a sockhead hat, because it will be nice, mindless knitting for the Into the Wool retreat, which is less than... I will be leaving a week from tomorrow. Yay! I'm so excited that I am leaving Thursday. I'll just move into that since that is... I'm done with all of my knitting. I will be leaving Thursday and we'll drive to Mississippi to where my mom lives, and we'll spend the night at my mom's house. I am planning to have dinner with my dad Thursday, an early dinner with my dad as I drive through. He lives about 30 minutes away from my mom. And as I mentioned in one of my recent podcasts, my stepmother is in hospice, and assuming that I don't have to go between now and then, which I really hope I don't, because it will make for a very tough travel weekend, possibly a tough decision about whether or not I can actually make it to the retreat. Anyway, just assuming that things stay the way they are, I am going to have an early dinner with my dad on Thursday and then drive on to my mom's, and then we will get up. We haven't discussed when. It's about a 6-hour drive, I think, from her house to Crossville, Tennessee, where the retreat is. So we'll get up in time to be there. You know, check-in is 2 to 5, I believe. So we'll get there. You know, not we won't have to get up too early in order to do that. Maybe be out of the house by 7 or so. I don't know. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, we have the retreat, and I'm looking forward to meeting so many people, and I feel like I've gotten to know so many through Instagram and Ravelry and already, and I know that there are at least some of you, or a couple at least, that listen to my podcast, and I can't wait to meet you. I don't have any goodies, or I don't have any swag or anything like that. You just get me. Let's see. The Christmas All Year Long Knit Along is still going. It is not a very active knit along. I finally knit another ornament the other day. I've knit crocheted a star. That puts me 1 month behind plus this month. They're easy. I'll catch up. But for that, all you need to do is knit or crochet or craft of any kind something for the winter holidays, either a gift or an ornament or decoration, something like that. You have to be a member of the group. The next drawing will be the first episode after March, April, May. No. after the end of June. So the first episode in July, I will announce the winner for that. And that winner will be a $10 Etsy gift certificate. In the kitchen, I mentioned that the wedding we went to was catered by a local barbecue place. It is local, but it is a chain. It is Rudy's Barbecue. I believe they started in Austin and they have branched out. Have only recently, relatively recently, started adding chains in Houston, and I think there may be 3 or so. None of them that close to me. I've had Rudy's in Austin and thought it was great, and then we went to one in the Woodlands, which is about 45 minutes north of where we live, when we had taken the kids to an anime convention a few years ago, and we left and went and had barbecue. And I didn't really care for it that much. I had ribs, and there was something I didn't like. They were spicy or something. I didn't really like them that much. And I love barbecue, so that was saying a lot. Well, they catered this wedding, and the food was absolutely delicious. I had brisket and beans and bread. I don't remember if I had anything else. I had sausage. The brisket was amazing. Brisket, for those of you who are not familiar, is basically a beef roast, but it is typically smoked or barbecued, and it has a good brisket anyway. Has I'm not a barbecue aficionado as far as describing it. It's got a bark, that's what you call it, where it's the outside of it is really kind of black and cooked really crisp, and the inside is juicy. And sometimes when you get a barbecue place, you'll get these slices that are just kind of like beef roast. You won't get a lot of that bark on the outside. But I'm not usually like this, but we went through, maybe it was because I'd had a glass of wine. Now that I think about it, we went through the line and she was fixing my plate, and there were a couple of pieces that had a lot of bark. And I just asked, you know, can I have some with bark? And she gave me a couple of pieces, and one of them was this perfect barky piece of brisket, and it was amazing. The sausage was good, the beans were good, which I'm kind of picky about beans when it comes to barbecue, but these were great. So that is my opinion, has been restored of Rudy's. I wish there was one a little closer, although we're not eating out that much, so it's not that big a deal. The other thing I've cooked a lot, but the only thing I want to talk about, I made a cake on Sunday, maybe. I think it was Sunday. I don't remember what day it was. It was called a candy cane cake. It was one of the ones out of the Betty Crocker Big Book of Cakes that I reviewed last week. I asked Laura to look through and choose one for me to make. And ultimately, I plan to do three and then talk about them in terms of an extended review of the book. This one was really good, but there was nothing spectacular about it. All it was a cake mix. It wasn't homemade. So it was a white cake mix with pudding in the batter, or pudding in the mix. And you make that batter like the box suggests, and you take out about 3/4 cup, mix it with a lot of red food coloring and a little bit of peppermint extract, and then do a layer of the white cake, a layer of the red, and then top it with the rest of the white cake and bake it. And then you top it with just a basic powdered sugar icing. But I added a little bit of peppermint extract to the icing, and it turned out really good. Like I said, it wasn't anything spectacular. It was a box cake, but it was good. We ate it all without any complaints. So as obviously it was worth making. I think for the other two, I will have Jimmy choose one and I'll have Eli choose one. And I think I'm going to specify that they choose one that is not based on a box cake mix, just to get an idea of what the from scratch recipes are like in the book. I guess that's it. We haven't really done anything spectacular. Tonight, like I mentioned, I'll either do hot dogs if we decide to go for a hike, or I have a recipe out of the Homesick Texan book that I mentioned, that I also reviewed last week. That is the pollo asado, I think was the name of the recipe, that I am going to modify a little bit. It calls for a whole chicken, and instead of doing a whole chicken, I'm going to do leg quarters. But I'll do that if we don't go hiking. If we do go hiking, we'll do hot dogs, and I'll do the chicken and bar night. I guess that's it. I am at 30 minutes, which is shorter than I have been lately, so nice short one for you guys. I hope you have enjoyed listening. I have enjoyed chatting with you all, and I will talk to you next week. Happy knitting. Bye.